The COVID vaccine is a big reason why we'll soon be able to share a big holiday meal together with our extended families for the first time in 2 years. And the vaccine is also a big reason why that might be miserable. That's because the life-saving vaccine is polarizing. It's bound to be a thorny topic of dinner conversation at Thanksgiving and beyond. To help navigate family vaccine etiquette, Ryan Denham spoke with Erin Osborne, Social Service Coordinator at Unity Point's Behavioral Health Service Line. They started with a simple dilemma. What should you consider if your vaccinated family is invited to a gathering where you know Uncle Bob or Aunt Alice are not vaccinated?
If you are concerned about being around somebody that's unvaccinated, then beforehand decide, do you want to attend that gathering or not, right? With that recognition in mind. There's nothing wrong with saying no. I think a lot of times we feel guilty. We guilt ourselves into doing things that maybe we shouldn't do or we don't feel comfortable doing. And it's okay to set boundaries.
Is it okay to like ask someone's vaccination status if you're going to an event like that?
I think that it's up to you personally. If you're worried about it, I would say make sure you wear a mask. Go prepared that everybody's unvaccinated. And if you find out, right, that they're vaccinated, then you can adjust as you go through the evening, but go prepared with the idea in mind that they're not.
I wonder if you could flesh out the boundaries thing that you were talking about. More specifically, what could that look like? How do you do that in a way that's like, doesn't feel like you're in a business meeting, you know?
Where it's I know.
Because like, it is exactly. People that you love, you know, theoretically.
Exactly. Listen, if it's your loved ones and you know beforehand Uncle Bob is coming and Uncle Bob may bring up this topic, then be ready, have a planned, rehearsed response to that. You know, hey, I appreciate you bringing that up. However, this is, our time for reflection, and I would prefer that we not discuss that during dinner. I mean, you can set that boundary with him beforehand or during. You can also you can redirect the conversation and steer it away from the sensitive topic at hand and say, listen, instead of talking about that, what did you do over this past year to stay fit, healthy, and calm, right? What is on your bucket list for next year? You can completely redirect that conversation in the moment as well. It's a helpful tip so that you don't feel like you keep saying the same thing. I don't want to talk about that. Then what do you want to talk about? What does feel safe for you, right? Usually we want to keep those sensitive topics, religion, politics, COVID-19 vaccination. Those sensitive topics are not necessarily what we want to discuss to bring our family together. Those topics tend to bring division, right? We're not always going to see it at the same way. Doesn't mean that we can't respect that, but don't get lost in it. You're here to celebrate each other and spend time together. How are you going to do that successfully?
So you're on the front lines of mental health and behavioral health in the greater Peoria area. Can you talk about the toll that the pandemic has taken on people and how we should bring that understanding, that empathy with us to the dinner table as we're sitting across from people and having, you know, maybe some awkward conversations?
We have seen an increase in mental health diagnosis, depression, anxiety with the COVID pandemic. Certainly, we've even seen psychosis with the prolonged long-term haul COVID survivors. We've been inundated with news, right, about COVID and the toll that it's taken on our community. And so that's really hard to carry on your hearts and minds all the time. And with the recognition that this has truly impacted people in ways that none of us can necessarily fully understand. But we can surround each other with love and lift each other up and say, listen, in spite of this, because we've all gone through it, we're going to continue to build our resilience. How you do that? You get back to yourself, right? You show appreciation. You find the moments of gratitude when you're holding your breath and you're concerned about what the next moment is, to just be grateful that you're in this moment that you have, because we've taken so much for granted. If anything I've learned through COVID is that I took a lot of things for granted. And so this holiday season, this is not something I want to take for granted. I want to spend it with you intentionally, connecting with my loved ones, showing appreciation and saying thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I know that that was incredibly challenging. This has been a really difficult year, but I'm just so glad you're here with me today.
That's Erin Osborne, Social Service Coordinator at the Unity Point Behavioral Health Service Line. She spoke with Ryan Denham. Osborne says there are many resources available to those who need some help around the holidays. You can find a link to Unity Point's Behavioral Health Services at wcbu.org.